You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have Michael Wood, the CEO of Reyna Gold Corp., with me once again today. Before I say hello to Michael, who has had a really interesting background in law enforcement, having worked as a detective conducting counterterrorism investigations for Scotland Yard's Counterterrorism Command. Wow, what a path to a CEO of a mining company, but very unusual. But those same skill sets, no doubt, are being employed investigation and so forth to investigating and in the hunt for money in the ground, so to speak. But he has also, after working in law enforcement, has worked in the financial realm, working for Emerging Markets Capital. It's a Hong Kong-based private investment and advisory firm. And as I mentioned, is now the CEO of Reyna Gold Corp. And Reyna Gold Corp is a company focused on district-scale exploration on two major gold belts in Mexico. The company has a portfolio of assets on the Mojave Sonora Megashear and the Sierra Madre Gold and Silver Belt, consisting of over 57,000 hectares or 570 square kilometers. Although some 35 million ounces of gold have been discovered in this area of Mexico and Sonora, they're still very much underexplored compared to those same belts that hosted an awful lot more gold up there in Nevada into the United States. So with a lot of hope and a lot of reason to be hopeful for some major discoveries on the part of Reyna Gold, which is really why I'm happy to have Michael with me. Again, I should tell you before I say hello to Michael, you can buy the stock in Canada under the symbol REYG. And you can buy it in the States under REYGF. 66 million shares outstanding and recently selling at about 12, 13 cents U.S. money. Gives it a market cap of under $8 million, well, let's say under $10 million in U.S. money. Really a baby company, but one I think that has a great deal of upside potential. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, great to be here, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Because management is so important, Michael, and I would your management team and advisors are so impressive. Maybe just very quickly mention some of the names that are involved with your company, because I like to start with that because there's nothing more important.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Dr. Peter McGaugh, who most people in the exploration sector are familiar with, the founder of MagSilver, is a chief technical advisor. It was really Peter's idea to form the company and focus on this district scale exploration in northwestern Mexico. He's a strong advocate of the view that, like you mentioned, these major gold trends from the west coast of America extend down into Mexico and are vastly underexplored. So we're lucky to have Peter. We have Doug Kerwin, who was Robert Friedland's VP of Exploration for 17 years. And more recently, actually, I just was on a call with him just now. We have Dr. Tony Lungo, who is a great geologist, a really great expert, American, based in Nevada, worked for Newmont for many years and is a great expert on Carlin-style deposits and also did a lot of work in northwestern Mexico as well. So Tony's brain power into the team as well. So, you know, on top of that, we have Peter Jones, who was a founder of Hud Bay as a director. We have Steve Letwin, who was a CEO of IAM Gold. We're really very blessed to have a top-notch personnel involved.
Indeed. That is a very impressive management team that you've put together there, Michael. Last time we spoke was May 24th, but just recently, September 7th, in fact, you put out a news release, I guess, having to do with some 22 drill holes that are part of your ongoing 10,000-meter drill program in Sonora. What can you tell us about the results that you reported on September 7th?
Yeah, we're delighted with the results. We hit basically 60 meters, 59 meters of 1.45 grams gold from surface. Now, in the Sonoran Desert, that's a great intercept. This is exactly what we're looking for. We want to get good mineralization close to surface, And 1.5 grams across the surface is a great intercept of that kind of length, basically 60 meters. So this is a big step forward for our exploration program. And we're definitely honing in now to this part of the property, which is called La Republicana. The team has now mapped. This was drilled into a known major vein at surface that we've called the La Republicana vein. The team has now mapped that for 800 meters on surface, trending on the regional northwest trend. So we're planning extensive follow-up drilling around the 60-meter intercept and looking to get out more similar holes like that before year-end. And if we can start to show that scale in the kind of range of 800 meters of 60 meters width and that kind of grade, then already we're starting to build a substantial mineral deposit up. So it's a big, big step forward for us. We're really delighted. It's exactly what we were looking for, this kind of continuity of mineralization close to surface. So delighted with that. And then on top of that, we also got a really exceptional silver grade. We knew there was silver on the property and on the Mojave Basin oil, making sure they have silver credits. And, we were getting kind of 20 to 50 grams of silver in some of the intercepts. But then we hit an intercept of 5.5 meters of basically a kilo of silver, 935 grams of silver. So extremely high silver grade on the property. And what we found is in this part of the property, we found a brecciated zone that is hosting high-grade silver and copper and lead and zinc. In that intercept, we also had a one meter intercept of 0.93% copper, again, close. So this is also an interesting discovery, and this is down in our main zone target where before we were just finding primarily gold with a little bit of silver credits kicked in, and then all of a sudden we found a new breccia that is hosting high-grade silver, copper, lead, zinc. So again, follow-up work is being planned around this and a big step forward, and we're looking actually, the team's been doing a lot of area around this, what we call the big pit part of the main zone, which is a brecciated zone, trying to extend it because, again, it's very easy kind of style of mineralization we want, which is bulk mineralization close to surface. So we're actually now working west of the original target and finding a lot of similar signatures at surface, and we'll do some drilling into this new target we're calling Las Carmelitas as well before the year end.
So the main zone, I guess you call it the main zone, you mentioned the big pit. You've got Peak Viejo, I think is the way you'd pronounce it, and there's some placer mineralization. Is that where the main focus is on the main zone? That seems to be where most of the work has been done so far.
That's where most of the historic work was done, and that's where we started off. But this discovery at La Republicana is a big step forward, and 60 meters of 1.5 grams is very interesting. So that's a big step forward. We've not had discoveries like that in the main zone. In the main zone, we've had like 30 meters of 0.5 gram. Obviously, this stellar silver intercept of 5.5 meters. We also got an 8 meter intercept of gold at 4 grams, again, close to surface. But La Republicana is a big step forward. And what we're finding at La Republicana is it's in a volcanic host rock, and it seems to be a very good host rock for mineralization on the property. We've been doing a lot of sampling around the area in preparation for this initial drilling. And we've done 270 samples in La Republicana into this volcanic host rock. We've got grades up to 103 grams of gold, 220 grams of silver, and 1.3% copper. And the average grade actually on the gold, just to show the amount of potential mineralization there, the average of those 270 samples is 1.4 grams. So definitely seems a very favorable host rock. The team is now looking for that in different parts of the property as well and finding it. We're finding it in the western part of the property up to 6.5 kilometers west of this La Republicana area. We're finding it 3 kilometers north and basically 3 kilometers south. So this is a big step forward for us. And I think main zone, although it's interesting and will be a host of bulk mineralization, I think the focus is now moving to La Republicana and then the extensions of La Republicana more in that northern part of the property.
Yeah, I would imagine you're talking about oxides there primarily Have you had any? I know it's early days, but any metallurgy been carried out?
Not yet. But all the deposits on the trend are oxide. El Chinate, right by our property, the Alamos mine that was mined out was oxide and very similar mineralization as the operating Fresnillo mines just north of us. So we haven't done any met work yet, but the indications are that it's oxide material and would be heap leachable. Which obviously is a big benefit from the economics. The cost of both construction and operation on a heap leach deposit is substantially less than a deposit where you got to do some milling up front.
Yeah, well, you have such a gigantic project. How far away is La Republicana from the main zone?
It's 6.5 kilometers northwest, basically, on that trend. So that's the stretch we've worked on so far, the 6.5 kilometer stretch. And, you know, the silver intercept is down at the bottom in the main zone, and this 60 meter gold intercept is in the northern part of La Republicana. So already a big stretch of mineralization that we're identifying. And we want to go, we're definitely keen on going west. This whole western part of the property, we've always been keen on, and we've been doing extensive field work there over the summer and identifying a number of targets. And we're definitely keen to get the drilling going into the western part of the property and expand. We've basically expanded on the northwest trend.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we go west and we will expand, you know, the width as well of this trend, and then substantially the target area. So we're a big footprint already. And yeah, like you say, we have such a big property. We have 24,000 hectares, 240 square kilometers with lots of targets. But we've really been focused initially on the 6.5 meter kilometer trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you certainly do have, so you have to wonder, such a large target. I guess now that this Republicana does seem to be really very exciting from what you're telling me. I guess, are there more drill holes in the lab, or are those 22 you have out so far? Everything that you've drilled so far you have back?
That's everything. No pending at the moment, Jay. We actually stopped the drill turning at the beginning of August. End of July, I think it was now. So and we've been doing a comprehensive structural geology report. We've got a very highly regarded structural geologist on site doing a comprehensive report. And until that's finished, we won't start drilling again. So with the we're online. The report should be done kind of the end of September, early October. And then at that point, we'll start drilling again. And then hopefully get the next batch of results out before year end is what I would love to do. And I think some follow-up holes around La Republicana of a similar nature will give us a lot of traction in the market.
Funding? Are you well funded at this stage?
Yeah. We still have $7 million Canadian in the bank, so very well funded still. We're fortunate to raise, in total we raised $13.6 million with the private rounds before going public, and then $10.5 million in our IPO in January. So, we're very fortunate still to be well-funded. It's definitely become more problematic accessing capital for exploration in this kind of risk-off environment.
And you've got a very good infrastructure there, I think. That's one of the positives that I see in that part of Mexico.
Yeah, definitely. We're right by the Aljanate mine. We're just 15 kilometers north of the city of Caborca, which is a mining town. Most of the Fresnillo staff on the big three mines up the trend live out of Caborca, a lot of mining services. And the infrastructure is, you know, I think sometimes overlooked on these exploration projects, but really excellent. We have a lot of access roads on the property. We could easily tap into the grid. Aljanate is tapped into the grid for power, so we wouldn't be in a situation where we need diesel generation with rising fuel costs. Obviously, that's a big cost creep. So, yeah, a lot of advantages and very easy terrain to work. There's a lot of places we could easily build leach pads. You know, some properties you find that do have leachable material that have problems actually putting the infrastructure in, because these leach pads are big. So we have a lot of land, would be easy to construct a mine. The Aljanate mine next door was built by Capital Gold in 2009, a U.S. group built, and it cost them $36 million for a heap leach plant that could process up to 100,000 ounces a year. So
that's great.
Exactly. I mean, let's call it $50-60 million in today's money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking hundreds of millions to get into production.
Yeah. One of the things I like to see, Michael, I'd like to see management owning a lot of stock. What's the situation? Who owns the company?
Yeah. Definitely we do. The insiders have 21% of the shares outstanding. There's 66 million, and everybody is well aligned with the company and very focused. So we also have some good institutional shareholders who are very active in the exploration sector. A couple of European funds, Commodity Capital and Commodity Discovery Fund, very active. Terra Capital out of Australia. And great to have their support as well. So it's great to have the cash, but it's also good to know that you have big institutions that when you need to go and raise money will most likely be supportive, you know, help with the next stage of financing. So that's definitely a good position to be in.
All right. Well, wrapping up now, I guess what we should be watching out for is news that comes from La Republicana.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be the focus, Jay, of the next stage and expanding out around that as well. But like we say, if we can start a show across this kind of 800 meter stretch, similar results to what we just got, then we're starting to build up a substantial deposit straight away.
Very good. Well, it is an exciting story. I want to thank you very much for sharing your time with us again, Michael, and we'll look to keep up with your story going forward. All right, folks. Well, that is the end of this segment. We do have to go to break, but don't go away because Alistair McLeod will be with me when we come back to talk about a couple of his recent articles, namely An Asian Bretton Woods, and his most recent article titled Inflation is Turning Hyper. I hope he's wrong about that, but in any event, if it is turning hyper, well, you know what metal you need to own, right? Okay, well, we'll be right back with Alistair McLeod, so don't go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Timberline Resources is a mineral exploration and resource development company focused on gold discovery in the world-class mining jurisdiction of Nevada. The company's flagship Eureka project hosts a significant gold resource and drill-indicated upside potential at nearby higher-grade targets. Timberline Resources trades in Canada under the symbol TBR and on the OTCQB in the U.S. under the symbol TLRS. To learn more about this district-scale asset with exciting discovery potential, please visit www.timberlineresources.co.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.